Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39 says, He replied, You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. For years, I taught public speaking, and one question came up again and again. Which matters more, content or delivery? My answer was always the same. That's the wrong question. Effective speaking requires good content, thoughtful organization, and engaging delivery. You can study those three elements separately, but you can't separate them in a real speech. They work together as one. I sometimes compared it to the human body. We study the circulatory system and the respiratory system as though they are separate, but inside the lungs they become so closely intertwined that it's difficult to say where one ends and the other begins. They aren't competing systems. They are cooperating parts of one living body. I thought of that as I read today's scripture. A legal expert asked Jesus, Which is the greatest commandment? Jesus refused to get backed into identifying a single commandment, something rabbis had already debated for a long time. He answered with two commandments, love God and love your neighbor. Neither commandment was new. God's people had known them for centuries. Jewish teachers had reflected on each of them long before Jesus. What was new was that Jesus refused to separate them. Even more striking is what he said next. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Jesus didn't simply rank them first and second among 613. He revealed that every other command finds its meaning here. Love for God and love for neighbor are not two competing priorities. They are two inseparable expressions of the same faithful life, and every other command depends on them. Sometimes we ask questions that are too small. We want to know which command matters most. Jesus invites us to see something deeper. It's not about crossing T's and dotting I's or checking off items in a to-do list. If we truly love God, we will love the people God loves. And if we genuinely love our neighbor, we are living out our love for God. Jesus answered a deeper question than the one he was asked. Instead of choosing between two commandments, he showed us that they have always belonged together. Let's pray now. Gracious God, teach us to love you with our whole hearts and to love our neighbors with that same wholehearted devotion. When we are tempted to separate what you have joined together, help us remember that every act of genuine love reflects your heart. Shape our lives to reflect your love more faithfully each day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STchurch.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.